All right, we live. I feel like forever ago we did this shit. Probably could have did a couple episodes by now. Anyway, welcome to the cut, fellas. How you feeling? How you doing?
We back.
I got a new camera. It's showing the bags and my eyes. I'm looking real 40 right now. This motherfucker. and I got the merch. I actually bought a t-shirt, one of my own fucking t-shirts. I had to pay $13 for my own shit, which is ridiculous. And then I paid $13 on my own shit, and guess what they gave me? $2. $2 of my own money back. I bought my own shirt. So it's like...
Yeah, invest. It's an investment.
gotta keep it up and running.
Yeah, gotta keep this shit up and running, man. Whatever. So, Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, is out here in these streets. It takes... Basically, the way it works... I think the Pfizer vaccine has to be ultra cold. The Moderna vaccine just has to be in a standard freezer. You need two doses. One, I think the Pfizer is 21 days. Moderna is 28 days. There are some side effects. I think some people were talking about,
psychosis.
They were talking about Bell palsy.
That was the first thing I saw.
And they talked about that most people have like really, really bad like hangover feelings after taking
the weekend.
Yeah, for a couple of days. And it seems to be worse after the second dose. All of these things. How you feel about it? What are you thinking? What's your plans on it? And then I'm gonna get on my rant about black people in a second. and the vaccine.
I'm getting the vaccine. If it wasn't for the fact that it's too many dumbasses out here, I wouldn't. But I already see it now that the masks are starting to decrease, mm-hmm. and hand washing is starting to decrease, mm-hmm. and people are starting to walk up close to you again and all this kind of stuff. So your choices are you can either take your chances with the vaccine and at least you know you won't get COVID, or right. you can take your chances living your life and catch COVID and end up in the hospital. So,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was real, but wasn't it a case out there where somebody got the vaccine and then 14 days later caught COVID?
There was a nurse who caught COVID after getting the first vaccine. She didn't.
She missed
her follow up, and within that meantime, between time, she caught COVID. So,
And that's what I'm saying is that, like, yo, you already know how these people gonna be once the word gets out that everybody who can get the vaccine can get the vaccine. Oh, mask is going in the trash. Sanitizer is going away. Yeah. All of these little barriers that people erected are coming down.
Yeah.
It's gonna be back to normal.
The problem and the reason why I gotta get it is because as soon as this shit get out here in these streets, like really out here, people gonna act like they got it even when they ain't got it. So if I ain't got it, and I don't know if you ain't got it, then that shit, cause say the masks work if both parties have to wear a mask. If you have a mask on and I don't have a mask on, I'm at high risk and you're at medium risk. But we're at low risk from giving the virus to each other if both people have masks. So right. if I'm out here in these streets and I'm the only one with a fucking mask on, I'm still at a medium risk for getting COVID from all these motherfuckers who just didn't want to wear masks from jump. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I need to be able to control what I can control and get the goddamn vaccine. Plus, I
heard too many people already saying, I don't trust the vaccine, I ain't getting the vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many people.
Exactly. That's coming a lot from our community. That's our people.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't trust it, but I think I'm going to have to get it because I think it's going to be mandatory to have to travel overseas and out of the country. So that's what's going to push me to get it.
That's definitely happening if you want to travel out the country. You might be able to travel domestically, but if you want to go anywhere nice,
you're gonna have to. So, and I ain't going on vacation last year.
Yeah.
So I got to go somewhere this year. All that. And so
I didn't go to the beach,
but I'm gonna push that shit to the limit. I'm gonna wait as long as I can. I need more tests. I need more people coming forward with this going wrong so they can fix the shit before I get it.
Because, I mean, and the funny part is, like, Americans are the ones who people don't trust in their country. So it's not like, oh, you go over to this country and it's, you know, they're infested with COVID. It's because Americans go other places and wild out and do all this crazy stuff and then come back home. So it's, to Bad Guy's point, I really don't want to take it, but the way everybody acting, it's the only way you're going to be able to do something.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to take it just to, you know, be in the mall, but if I'm trying to, you know, live my best life overseas where they have quarantined everyone, mandatory, shut it down, let the cases subside and move on, then you know what? I can live with it.
The only way that you're going to be able to move forward with your life is two things are going to happen. Either we get herd immunity up, I know the, you know, Trump been throwing out herd immunity where everybody got to get COVID and eventually get up. That don't work. Herd immunity is acting when people are vaccinated. So, you know, he's a fucking dumbass. We need to get herd immunity up to 75-80% where all the population is vaccinated. You will see a decrease in number of cases once we get to 50%. But we won't even get to 50% for months. So basically what I'm saying is, if you can get the vaccination, you can go out here and live your fucking best life, fucking fuck COVID, on trips, doing all kind of baller shit, while other people in the house wearing masks because they scared to get COVID. I want to be able to live my life. I spent all 2020 out here scared of getting COVID. I'm like, no, we don't get this damn vaccine, I'm going to move the fuck on.
I still think we need to keep some of this shit in play even after the vaccine. I think we should still be in the grocery stores with masks on. How many people done got flu this season? You know, how many people in your house and had a cold?
Damn.
I don't understand why you can't do
that. My little germ factory is over here is getting us all sick. I done had a cold this year. But you're right. People who've been wearing this mask has really decreased the amount of colds and symptoms and everything. It's like wearing a mask and washing your hands works.
So who knew? Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Like, wow, washing your fucking hands and not, you know, sneezing into your sleeve and giving somebody some space when you're in a grocery store. Like, because I swear the other day, I was like, yeah, back up. I swear. Like, you're not getting your groceries any faster by being this close to me. Like, I actually would prefer the 6 feet. You know, I prefer the 6 feet forever. Yeah. Like,
that wearing this mask means I can get right up behind you. Like, nah, nigga, like it's social distancing plus mask. Like, I still need you to back way up from me. You too close.
Get too close to the person in front of me trying to get the fuck away from you.
That's why, I don't even go into the grocery store between like 10 and 8. I don't even go nowhere. 10 and 8, I'm not in the grocery store. I go in the grocery store at 9, 8. I go in the store at like 10 in the evening after everybody gone or whatever, because I don't want to be in there with a bunch of people because people are stupid.
COVID has ruined me. I can't even. I be looking at movies from like 95. I watched House Party the other day. I was like, damn, all these people in the house, none of them got masks on or nothing. Eddie, washing your hands. What is happening? Why are you living like this?
He's a dapped up kid and didn't even wash his hands afterwards. He had no hand sanitizer on.
Like you dapped this nigga hand. I need you to squirt some hand sanitizer. You don't know where his hands have been.
But as far as the vaccine, like, and I think if the public can just be honest, like, hey, we've tested this up until this point. It's whatever, because the lady who fainted on TV or the seemingly, you know, the fake, you know, actual injection, don't do that. Just say, hey, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, you might get sick, you might not. This is what it is. But to get COVID down, this is what we have to do. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Is it this? No. But this is what we'll bring you down. Let's just be honest. Like, I feel like the whole persecution of people who don't and the ones who do versus, you know, vice versa. Just say, this is what it is. We're going to have to keep wearing these masks. We're going to keep having to quarantine until some of you motherfuckers take the vaccine. And then once you take the vaccine, how do you now,
you need to continue doing the things you were doing before, because you could still be a carrier. Like, you might not have a vaccine, but you could still have it on your hands, and you know what I'm saying, on your person. You have to still conduct yourself, because if you meet someone who doesn't have the the vaccination, you can still get them fucking COVID. You can't get it, but they can get it. And that's, who wants to live like that? Who wants to live big, do people like that?
And how do you know people took it?
Right. You don't. That's why I said, that's why you should just keep,
why you need to get it.
Like, I ain't never, I done went in the grocery store. The grocery store ain't never looked so clean to me. Like, everything's all bright, shiny, new looking. It just feels clean. Like, can we keep this shit up? The way everything's well lit. Just keep this shit going. Like, this is the way you're supposed to be running your store anyway.
Even if I get the vaccine, I'm gonna continue this mask life. Like, I'm pretty comfortable with this.
Me too.
Like, it started off bad, where it was kind of hard to breathe, but you've been doing this shit so often now, it's like everything else, man. It's just normal now. This shit, I feel weird without the mask on. Let me put my mask on, going on about my day.
Now that I can get a comfortable mask, because the ones that people were making was tight in them up. Like, them joints,
the back of your ears, my ears about to fall off. Like,
I can't take them off.
I was probably one of the first people to start wearing a mask, because, you know, little homie was in the NICU and they were like mandatory mask like the first or second week, like everybody in the mask on. So I've been wearing it for a while. I was like, so back when it got really prevalent, I was battle test. I'm ready. Oh, we've got to wear it every day. Well, shit, I've been doing it anyway. This is where I am in my life. To this point, you know, back around to black folks and vaccinations. And so, you know, I'm on social media, and I've been seeing a lot of things people have been complaining about, you know, the history of modern medicine, the treatment of black people as a reason not to take vaccination, not take this vaccination. Like, hey, Tuskegee experiment now, don't take vaccinations now. Or like, you know, Henrietta Lacks, don't take vaccinations now. To that point, I'm like, wow. Modern history does have a racist history. I mean, modern medicine does have a very racist history. That ain't today. And with us, you are far, far more likely to die from lack of medical attention than from this damn vaccine. The number one killer of black folks is fucking heart disease and cancer. Stuff that is treatable if caught early. But you're going to complain to me about not taking the fucking vaccinations and fucking Dr. Seppi? Bitch, if you don't take your ass to the doctor and can we just stop taking medical advice from the fucking internet? If you have a question about the vaccine, and whoever listening, yay, you right here at the house, if you listening, talk to your doctor, for the love of God. Talk to your doctor. Stop taking advice from the fucking internet. Don't take that advice from me. Go to your doctor. Ask him about the vaccine and whether or not he would find somebody you trust. I got a black doctor. This dude tell me shit real. If I'm fucking up, he was like, the last time I went, he was like, yo, you need to get a prostate check. I was like, nah, bitch, I'm not doing that. He's like, this ain't a good time for me either, nigga. I just got to get done. I trust him. If I go to the doctor and he say, don't take the vaccine, I'm not going to take it. But if you tell me, hey, you being a little bitch, find somebody you trust. You know what I'm saying? Do not take advice from some dude. Don't even take advice from a doctor, because they don't know your history. This dude know my medical history. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. It's crazy. My people. I'm trying to help my people.
No. See, what happens is your doctor's plugged in with the racist community.
He's just trying to say that
vaccine. Think of the word, brother.
Every vaccine he sells.
What he's trying to do is doctor you out of this planet, brother. See, you already you understand me?
I saw somebody the other day was like, Dr. Seppi with a cure of COVID already. That's why he ain't in. That's why he ain't on this planet no more, brother. Why he ain't on this planet? I was like, nigga, you are not gonna cure no damn virus with root grass and weed, nigga. Like,
this, I don't know. My partner say, you know, at their house they just boil lemons and peppermints and vodka and, you know, breathe in the mist and.
I will not discount or discredit people who believe in herbal, you know, pretty much herbalists.
Most
medicines are a derivative of something an herb of some sort. Now, 100%, I haven't done it, but I won't discount that, even if it's a mental thing or whatever it is, but I won't discount that.
Even if it's a placebo,
you're doing something.
Yeah. Yeah,
even you're doing something. And if you don't have COVID and the herbal life or the whatever herb you're taking is keeping you from it. But you're doing something. You're not just saying
you have to,
ain't gonna take it. Cause I ain't gonna take it.
But you have to realize that, like, if you're a herbalist and you're living a clean life, then if you get COVID, you're not gonna go to the hospital, be put on a respirator, and die. That's the thing about it, is like, if you're a naturally healthy person, you can take these types of risks. But we're talking about some of the sickest mofos ever complaining and telling you everything else. And I'm like, bro, you got fucking diabetes. You got heart disease. You take 4 pills a day. Take your ass and get that vaccine.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
if you ain't about that life, don't start it. Don't be about that life for this.
I just started drinking water. I'm clean. My skin's getting clean. I'm starting to get a little glow to me. I don't know if I should be doing the hospital thing no more.
Like,
a dude, he said, the COVID vaccine is used to track people. It's got a tracker in it. GPS tracker is tracking all of y'all. Homie, you carry around a fucking GPS chip with you every day of your life. They don't need to track you, bitch. They already tracking you. I got you. I know where you're at right now.
It's funny. I was just talking to my wife about that the other day. I want one of those little RFID chips put in my hand so that you can access all. I'm ready for the future. I want to be able to do everything with it, pay for all my shit.
You missed Amazon. We want the Amazon joint, Alexa, which she's
stopping. Anything that makes my life, you know, just this much faster, that saves time, because you can't get time back. Anything that saves me time, I'm down for it. Cause we all gonna get old. Time ain't gonna stop. So anything that can give me a little bit of that time back over.
You know what? That's one beauty of being rich, man. That's the beauty of being rich. It's rich people can buy time. They can buy time. They can't literally buy time, but they can buy things that takes away time. Like, let's say you want to fly to Miami. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A rich person could be on a charter jet in 25 minutes and be on a flight halfway to Miami while you still sitting in fucking TSA.
Right.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, got a personal driver, don't have to drive, so doing whatever they need to be doing while in the vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, comfort and creature benefits and creature comforts and those types of things, the older you get, the more you're like, you know what, I'm down for that. Now, it's these little young cats out here like, I want to stop this, I want to stop that. And I'm like, no, don't stop shit. Now, the older I get less and less time. I got to chill. You know, I need.
This is one of the reasons why when Trump was like, I'm going to call the Proud Boys in, y'all stand by. Hold on, ho. I know these guys are reckless and they got guns and they want to play G.I. Joe, but they also got to go to work on Monday. The motherfuckers work in some factory. Like the same ecosystem that you're telling them to create anarchy in, they living a good life in this system. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to just tear the system down. They just want to tweak it.
It only benefits me. And I thought I was the only one that was looking forward to them clash with the police. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I want y'all to go up to the federal building, and while it's protected by the civil servants of that city, and see how violent this gets. Like,
I'm waiting on some white dude. I'm ready for you to use the illegal chokehold, the banned chokehold on some white guy.
I was like, get them, go get them.
Yeah. I would do this.
Get the federal government and say, like, hey, there they go, get them. See how that turned out.
But you know,
I want to see them dudes laid out in the street, like, oh, wow.
These dudes thought that this is, you know, the 1700s, and that you can start up a revolution because I got a musket and you got a musket and we got to overthrow the fucking government. Nigga, that's not what's gonna happen. If the military needs to really get involved, they're gonna wipe the fucking flow with your ass. They are going to wipe the flow with your ass. Like, you and your guns and all the guns that you buy, like,
they're gonna get you before you even get to the street corner.
See, those people, they make one assumption that I think that a lot of people make, which is the assumption that everybody thinks like me. And so they believe that there that of the 300 million people that live in America, all 300 million of us are going to want to revolt against the government like them. And I'm here to tell you, nah, buddy, I am not revolting against the government. You are by yourself.
even if you took like 70 million people who voted for Trump and you think all 70 million people are them on your side. But what really is that you a small percentage of the small, y'all the 1% of the 1%. Of that 70 million people, it may be 1% of that 1% of them crazy people who are really willing
to go to war.
Go out here and go to war and die for this shit. I'm willing to die for this shit. You know what I'm saying? And be honest.
Of that 1% that's willing to die for this shit, after one round, get fired, half of them motherfuckers going to run. Did you just see him shoot Bob whole head gone?
Hey, dude, when they try to take over that ranch or that plot of land that they claimed was theirs, and it was like a 45-day standoff, and them dudes got capped after they came out. Because they said they were reaching for a gun. I'm like, whoa, and after I didn't see no outrage about that, I knew it was all BS. Like, a bunch of good old boys came down to some plot of land and thought they was finna take over, and this is our land, and so on and so forth. They waited them out. They waited 45 days, and shortly thereafter, we finna wrap this up.
Hey.
I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. Wrap it up, B. Let's get the shit out.
Like I said before, man, like these people, I guess they don't understand. The government probably has more drones than they got bullets. And so when these motherfuckers send up all their drones and drop targeted missiles on your house and wipe you out,
they could launch a targeted missile at your house and then not send your neighbor's house. Like, just your house blown up, your neighbor house is fine. Like, that's how real this shit is out here in these streets. So, this is crazy. One of my wife's coworkers was like, my husband said he wanted some body armor for Christmas. Not a vest, some fucking body armor. He said it's crazy out here in these streets. And I'm like, one, they white. I'm like, bitch, you white. You white.
Was he talking about Under Armour or he talking about real body armor?
He talking about them hex pads, man. Hex pads.
He about a full body armor joint.
This nigga been playing too much Call of Duty.
That's what I said. I was like, bitch, you white. Like, what is you scared of? Like, how bad is your life? Like, if anybody need body armor, it's me. Like, I'm the one who life is. Exactly. Yeah, how bad can your life be?
And I don't understand body armor anyway, because, okay, I understand body armor can stop some bullets, but I thought there were some bullets that could even penetrate body armor.
Yeah, they got
so.
I need that John Wick suit.
So
I think that shit was rated for just handgun run rounds, though, wasn't it? Like, I feel like most rifle fire, the shit, you might get like one.
Yeah, and so. And so I'm like, the people who you buying this body armor to protect yourself from are the people who have increasingly bigger and better rounds. So you stand there, you might take a couple of nines. They just gonna go to the trunk and get something else. You could take that. You know what? I'm gonna go to the trunk and get something else. Take that. At a certain point, it just
makes you look intimidating. You know, I got body armor on. I'm a professional.
And after you get hit with one of these motherfuckers, even if it's a nine, I promise you.
Even if it is not penetrating, that kick that you finna get to your ribs, oh my God.
We talking about like once they go get the 4-5, bam, oh.
I'm going on to the house. I think you broke your rib. I got to go to the house.
You broke your rib last night. You thought Justin Fields cracked the rib right?
You ready to throw up after getting hit in the stomach one of them shots? Like,
man, I could just see him now. Yeah, I'm bad, pal. Oh shit!
Nigga, I'm sorry.
It didn't go through. I mean, according to you, they bounced off you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going home.
Hey, this didn't penetrate, but it's definitely moved some organs around. Like, it's definitely shifting in.
Feel like he got hit by Mike Tyson.
Exactly.
Hey, that motherfucker doubled over vomiting. Oh, he finna go home. He done. Yeah,
you think you shot him? Yeah, oh, I got to get a body out of pop damn. Yeah. I got to go.
It's going to be like Django. Like, he's about talking about them damn masks. Fuck you guys, I'm going home.
Why I flip all night working for you motherfuckers?
I think we can all agree they could have been done better. That's my movie, man. I love Django. Love it. Anyway, I think that's it. I don't know if I got nothing else on deck we can talk about.
Any New Year's, I ain't gonna say resolutions, anything going on new in the new year?
I want to see, I want to know whether or not Floyd Mayweather is broke fighting this white boy. You know what I'm saying? Dude that knocked out Nate Robinson. What's his name? One of the Paul brothers?
Yeah.
You know they pulled the fight. And I'm like,
for real?
Yeah.
It's an exhibition. It's an exhibition. But I'm like, are you broke? Do you need the money? Or is this just an easy win? I mean, because he seems like he got a gambling problem. It seems like Floyd got a gambling problem.
But at the same time, he was like, dude, if I can get in here, barely break a workout, like, I don't, he might be broke because, you know, you taking on this seemingly meaningless fight. But I'm like, listen, you going to pay me this much money for a sparring match, essentially? I'll take it.
I think Nate Robinson got paid $500,000. White boy got paid Chris Paul. Not Chris Paul. What the fuck is his name?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul. That's a very white guy name, too. Logan Paul. He sounds like a douche nozzle. Anyway, I think he got paid like $750. If you're going to bring Floyd in there, Floyd, that's a mega fight. Floyd going to get him 15, 16 mil easy. Because I'm the draw. I'm here. Everybody here see Floyd beat up some white dude. You know what I'm saying?
That's been his whole thing the whole time. So that's why everybody, oh, he must be broke. I'm like, dude, I fight for a living.
All right.
I didn't beg for this to happen. I'm not like, please fight me. But what's if y'all want to throw it out there and throw me $15 million for a sparring match, I'll take it.
I mean, like, he probably still working out somewhat all day, every day, because that's just what he normally does.
I'm just going to step it up a little bit now just so I don't mistakenly get my ass knocked out.
Work, though, for this guy. This guy's not a professional fighter. I mean, granted, he's done some sparring, but...
Like, that is your reputation, right? You Floyd Mayweather, you can't go in there and get knocked out. So you got to be in some kind of shape.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is he probably already in that shape because, like, you're not going to tell me that somebody who spent every day of their life for the last 40 years waking up and training. Yeah,
like I don't even feel like
he's just going to stop.
He could have beat,
like, flabby ass, what's dude, the fight that Mike Tyson and,
Roy Jones?
Yeah, I don't think he could beat a flabby ass Roy Jones. Like, you never ascended to that height. Like, it's like,
I would. It's like outside of Mike Tyson, there ain't a lot of people that's going to walk up on Roy Jones.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, when you fighting a fighter, that's different. But because my homeboy told me all the time, he was like, look, man, don't let these boxers who look out of shape. They'll still whoop your ass.
Yeah.
Another fighter.
Like Floyd is not even 99 percentile. He like the 1% of the 1% of that 99 percentile. When you talking about Logan Paul is the dude who beat up on people at the fucking YMCA. Like, you ain't ascended to this place.
Hey, you the cat that got the... He the cat that you always used to see in Fitness Connection with the boxing gloves on, punching the heavy bag. Right. And you like, dude, you know if you just got on the treadmill for about 5 minutes, you get the same thing, right? What the fuck you doing?
You ain't got to live all like the time. Yeah. Like, no, man, you're not a real boxer. Stop. You're not Oscar De La Hoya. You can take that to the house.
But I don't know. I doubt if he is. But I mean, I take $15 million. I mean, because he ain't in my shape. You know what I'm saying? And even if he was, I'm sure I could still. If I jump in the ring after barely, you know, like after dusting off my gloves and, you know, getting, you know, running before the fight, I still whoop this dude. And you gonna give me $15 million for that?
Okay. I feel like this is pretty much the episode of Martin. You remember Martin had that exhibition? We beat up on that fat dude.
Hitman Hearns. That's who it was.
Yeah, Tommy Hearns. And Tommy Hearns was hitting on Gina, and he was like, "Your last fight, you was a get hit man." And I'm like, dude, this is exactly what Logan Paul is going through. He beat up on Nate Robinson, who has never fought in his life and looked like he didn't train at all. And all of a sudden, you're a real fucking boxer. Like, no, this is not a WBO championship. It's not.
You just fought somebody who challenged you.
Exactly.
Hey. And I also didn't like how black people was like, oh, we need to stick together. We didn't even know he was fighting until just now.
Right.
And we all were like, stick to basketball, my dude. Like, it was like some kind of black come together. I'm like, no. Nate Robinson got up there, got into a fight with somebody taller and you know, who had a longer reach than he did.
And bigger.
And got whooped. So what exactly were you expecting us to
do? And they were like, what's something that's racist that feels racist but is not racist? Like, bitches ain't racist. Like, Nate Robinson does not represent all black people. You know what I'm saying? When you get in a fight with someone of another race, you don't represent all of us. I can watch Nate Robinson get knocked out and laugh my ass off and go about the rest of my goddamn day. Like, I don't care.
And then he the one said, I'm representing the NBA. Everybody in the NBA like, nigga, why you
doing this? Why you doing this? Anyway. All right, let me wrap this shit up because my wife, my fucking executive producer, came in here and shut the shit down. She said she wants to go for a walk. We need to go for a family walk.
That's in 2021, man. We doing family shit.
We doing family. Hey, we want to come in here. Come in and watch this movie as a family. Like we were born. Like we was a family before he got hit.
Yeah, we're a unit now. We're a family. But now we're a unit. We have multiple moving pieces that need to be on the same page.
Figure it out. Right.
Anyway, man, this has been good, man. We're going to try to bang out some more episodes. Hopefully, with the new website, we can try to monitorize the cut and drive traffic and try to, you know, blow up your weight a little bit. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, GoPros for everybody, boss?
Yeah.
GoPros for everybody? You got discount code?
I am now running ads for on the cut and black one mic, and I made $10, 10 whole damn dollars. So, hey, paying for itself, this shit pays for itself. This is chess.
Where the money resides.
Anyway, that's the 2021 slogan, where the money resides. Y'all got anything y'all say to the people before we hit the fuck out of here?
Hey, man, 2020 was crazy. Continue to take care of yourselves in 2021 with your families, with your life, all of that. You know what I'm saying? Everything is precious. Don't take nothing for granted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wash your damn hands.
Yeah.
Right.
That too.
All right, guy, you got anything?
Deuces.
He says he's looking for a PlayStation 5. Y'all, if y'all got one.
don't inbox me because I just thought about it, and that's how I know you personally. I don't want to buy your shit because I ain't I'm gonna be 100 with you. The shit costs $5.99, man. I want the maxed out version. I can't see myself paying more than $700 for it. I'll give you a little bit extra on the tax.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's probably like $650 with tax. I give you $50. I spot you $50 to meet you somewhere to drop it off.
Right.
But past that, y'all lost y'all goddamn mind. I had talking about $1,000, $1,200, $1,300 for this shit. Right? Next month. They're gonna put out enough eventually.
I bought fucking JJ dancing dolls because we wanted one for my son because he liked Cocoa Melon. And I realized they were impossible to find. So when I found some, I went online and sold them bitches. They bought them for 20 and sold them, turned around and sold them for 40. I was like, I don't know what kind of life y'all living with this doll worth $40, but I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. Anyway, the internet is the new hustle. So hustle on.
You know, in my notes, take it back. Hey, if you can get the vaccine, take the goddamn vaccine, go to your goddamn doctor, stop playing, keep washing your hands, and peace.
Peace. Scratch your booty, wipe your eye.